Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at the narration from Sahih Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, "You will follow the ways of the nations who were before you, span by span, inch by inch, so much so that if they entered the hole of a lizard, you will follow them." So the Sahaba said, "O Allah's Messenger, do you mean the Jews and the Christians?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Who else?" So the Jews and Christians have their own way. They have their own identity. They have their own style. And Islam distinguishes the identity of a believer from a non-believer, the identity of a Muslim from a non-Muslim. Here the Prophet ﷺ is prophesizing that a time will come when your own sense of identity will be so weak that you will follow whatever trend is dominant. The trend of the Jews, the trend of the Christians, or materialistic trends. If someone else is doing it, if that's the dominant trend, then I want to fit in. You won't be proud of your own independent sense of identity. And that is fundamental to a Muslim. The greatest gift you can give to your child, the greatest gift you can give to your student, is a strong sense of identity, that they are proud to be Muslim. Wherever they will go in the world, wherever their careers will take them, wherever their lives will take them, in whichever environment they will work, from the way they dress, to the way they speak, to the way they practice their religion, to the way they interact with people, to their values, everything will reflect that they are proud to be Muslim. Now, those who are weak of faith and those who have a weak sense of identity, they follow dominant trends. And we all succumb to this. If you look at the bling culture today, it's not only the youth who are running after the flashy things in life, the finer trappings, from gadgets to becoming obsessed with Instagram, other people's holidays, other people's homes, other people's food. We want to be like them. Even if they go into a lizard hole, the hadith tells us, meaning there's no point in going to a lizard hole. There's no logic in it. There's only harm in it. But because it's being done, we do it. Because it's being done, we do it. FOMO, you know, the fear of moving out, missing out. No, it's being done. Everyone's doing it. So there's a like a ridiculous hairstyle that the football star whose barber made a mistake has. And all those who are his supporters, no, now we have to have the same kind of hairstyle because this is the in thing. There's one drink, it's no different from any other drink, but because some important, in inverted commas, or some famous personality promotes this drink, now everyone is running after the drink. I need to have a sip of it, even if it costs an arm and a leg, as they would say. That is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is prophesizing, that this will happen. Now as a Muslim, you can't succumb to the dictates of trends. Trends change. What was fashionable yesterday is no longer fashionable today. And then 20 years later, they'll say retro. What was fashionable some decades earlier comes back into fashion. These things, you know, are very finicky and flimsy, and they're not central to the life of a believer. You need to be true to your own sense of identity, to the values of your own religion. You live your life as your religion commands you, and as your Prophet laid down in his example, and you don't succumb to the trends of others. Signs of the hour. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.